from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
Oh, g'day there, and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, what have we got? Well, he's talking jobs again. He loves talking about jobs this week. I don't know why, but that's what he wants to talk about. We will mark the week. That's what we do on Fridays. We've got the Weet-Bix versus Weetabix saga continuing, and a bad ASA ruling for BMW. But before any of that, the biggest Lions game tomorrow, of course.
We say goodbye tomorrow night, of course, to the Lions. It will end in unfortunate circumstances for them. We will win. The series will be ours, and we will cement in the minds of the Northerners the simple truth that the sort of rugby played in this part of the world is the future of rugby, and the All Blacks are the greatest side in the world, and the current side is one of, if not the best, All Black side we have ever seen. More importantly than that, though, and we were reminded of this yesterday with the America's Cup parade, as fun as the actual contest is and has been, this has been way bigger than what we've seen on the field. The Lions Tour is about business, of course, tens of millions of dollars worth of business. We've been flooded with visitors. They've spent a fortune. And in that, we have provided the service that this country has become internationally famous for, tourism. It's the golden goose. The hotels have been packed. You can't get a camper van for love nor money. Lord knows how many cafe and restaurant bookings have been taking. And the bigger picture still, the marketing aspect of all of this. You cannot buy the sort of promotion we will get from these people heading back home to Scotland and Wales and England and Ireland, telling their families and friends what a time they've had, what an amazing part of the world this is. And the beauty of the Lions Tour and the ensuing promotion is that a specific event brings people to a location they may never have considered in the first place. The same way the America's Cup flooded Bermuda, the Lions flooded New Zealand. Every person who came here, who had a good time, developed memories that would never have thought of making the journey, is a walking ad for this part of the world. So promotion, marketing, growth, jobs and expenditure, it's all been wonderful. As to the rugby, well, the highlights for me, that first test, that was brilliant, wasn't it? That's what great sport is all about, quality, intensity, the exhilaration of not knowing the outcome. Tomorrow night still has the potential, of course, to meet or top that, so let's hope so. And that Highlanders game, I reckon the pick of the provincials. The Lions had warmed up, lost all their jet lag. The Highlanders were depleted, and yet they won. Brilliant. And the other good news, we seem to have dispensed with that bollocks talk that this is the last of the Lions tours. They say they are here to stay. Good. They are welcome anytime. It has been superb.
I would have preferred if they hadn't won last week. And I know lots of people are saying that that's been good, but it's not good. I just want to win all the time. I'm funny like that. Now, the jobs, the big disparity, the job vacancies versus the people applying for them.
Yes, the job situation in this country, hence our need for immigration or migrants. Competition for construction jobs puts the average wage up. You ready for this? The average wage in construction is up 21%. So all the people who are wandering around the country going, there are no wage increases, wrong. Up 21%. Your average wage in the construction industry now is $100,000 a year. Told you about the scaffolding. You enroll in a course as a kid. You're guaranteed a job at the end of it. You start out at $70,000 to $80,000. You can't argue with that. $99,000 is the average wage in the construction industry now, up 21%. Regions, Bay of Plenty outpacing Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, second quarter in a row. Bay of Everything going brilliantly. Number of people applying for jobs, and here's your problem. This is why I say it. The number of people applying for jobs, down. So the job numbers are up. I mean, 13 sectors with the highest growth in job listings, all offering higher wages to attract workers. Automotive sector wages are up 5%. Construction wages up 8%. Construction jobs, the jobs, are up 27%. The transport has the biggest growth, up 33%. So in transport, you've got 33% more jobs being advertised, and the number of people applying are down. So you've got this massive, massive disconnect. Hence, you need more people coming into the country to do the jobs, and the wages are going with them. So these are the best of times, and yet in many respects, they're the most difficult of times.
Yeah, I think perhaps that's why Dickens just sort of edited that down a bit. It was the best of times, it was the most difficult of times, I think. Is not quite as catchy as what he went with in the end, but you know, whatever. Hey, let's mark the week now. I tried to make that work, but it didn't.
Righto, time now to mark the week. The little piece of news and current events that's as popular as a V12 burbling away on fossil fuels. Volvo 7. Probably the most significant commercial announcement of the world this week, and a brave one too. The end of the combustion engine. In a year and a half, every one of their cars is a hybrid or electric. To be fair, of course, a hybrid does have an engine. But the big question is, can they make cars at a price people will pay for? And when oil's $40 a barrel and gas in the States is 50 cents a litre, and Ford make an F-150 truck every 58 seconds, that's quite a risk they're taking, I would have thought. The Cup Parade yesterday, 28. Yes, indeed. On a crappy day, that is all the evidence you ever needed that the America's Cup is like nothing else we participate in. The Lions Tour, 9. We will win tomorrow, and we deserve to, but the supporters alone have made this a smash. They've spent a fortune. They're walking ads back home for this country and its magic. For New Zealand Inc., it has been win-win. KiwiSaver, 7. 10 years on, 10 years this week. Way more good than not. I mean, there have been issues, but we are saving more than we were, and that's no bad thing. Poorest compo case this week, 4. This is political, not legal, and I can't help but think that getting on with life is more fun, more productive than hanging out with judges and lawyers. Sanitarium, 4. Oh, dear. Weet-Bix versus Weetabix. I mean, I get why they're doing it. I understand it, but they look like bullies. They look like ogres. They look like they like their hammer, and they've gone hunting for nuts. Judith's petrol report, 6. Oh, she's got what she wanted. Big question is, what is she going to do about it? Manu Vatavai, 8. Leaving for Salford, it's very sad. Would have been nice, I think, to end with the Warriors, the club that made him. I mean, at his peak, he was amazing. Amazing. Hashtag top four of all time. North Korea, 2. I still don't take them that serious. I mean, really, yes, the weapons are bigger and better and longer range, and yes, he's a nutter, but never underestimate self-preservation as a priority. And even a nutter knows if he goes too far, he's on a hiding to nothing. The scandal of the bus come transit lane this week, 1. Yes. The government report exposed it for what it is. 53% of us in cars, 26% of us in passengers, 13% walking, 1 on bikes, 2 on public transport. It's a lot of roading, a lot of PR, a lot of arm-twisting, a lot of pseudo-ideological claptrap for something we don't like or clearly want. Ed Sheeran, Rory McIlroy, 8. Both quit Twitter this week, and good on them. For all the occasional quirky one-liners, it is by and large the repository of the aggrieved, the angsty and the miserable, and life's too short for that lot. And that's our week. Copies on the website, and this can be bought at music festivals, crushed and taken as a natural high.
So unusually, I gave you the whole mark the week today. I hope you enjoyed it. It wasn't really an editorial decision as much as I just had time for it. Why did I say that out loud? You didn't need to know that. Now, the Weet-Bix versus Weetabix, this is not going away, this story, if it is indeed a story.
Hi, Mike. There are expat stores in the UK that sell New Zealand products like Weet-Bix and Marmite. Will the UK makers of those equivalent products take action? Trade war? Question mark. Probably not, but it's a very good point, isn't it? I understand, as I said earlier on, I understand why Sanitarium have done what they've done. They've got something to protect, though, and I get that, but you know, you're talking about 300 boxes, for God's sake, a singular shop. I suppose it's the precedent.
Is there any truth to the rumour I've heard that Kim Jong-un is testing an intercontinental ballistic cereal biscuit?
How long have you been working on that?
Well, it was sort of while I was actually saying the sentence, it was all coming together.
it sounded about that bad.
Is it encouraging for you to know that I put about as much thought into what I say on air on the country's most listened to radio breakfast show as I do the things I say in these little bits and between these other little bits on this podcast? Maybe not. Maybe it is. Don't know. Let's hear what the Advertising Standards Authority had to say about the BMW ad.
Yet again, a reminder of why we have too many quasi bodies in this country that waste time, go nowhere, and do nothing. The BSA would be a classic, the Broadcasting Standards Authority, but very closely behind them, if not alongside them, is the Advertising Standards Authority. Their latest decision involves a BMW ad that was complained about by an S. Barnes, or should I say S. Barnes, who saw an ad for BMW, and the two cars, he or she wrote, appear to race around a blind corner, one car in each lane. The clip is pretty quick, so it's hard to see whether there's an additional lane for any car that may come the other way. BMW argued the disclaimer appearing at the start of the ad saying it had been shot on overseas closed roads, as all car ads are. I thought we all knew that. But the Standards Authority said, under Principle 2 of the Code of Advertising Vehicles, which requires advertisements not to encourage unsafe driving, they agreed the advertisement gave the impression of reckless driving and glorified speed. And the advertisement had not been prepared with a due sense of social responsibility. So what happens now? Nothing. So you had all the people sitting around a table.
I was just about to rush out and get a BMW so I could race around blind corners
and
passing other cars.
Exactly, and glorify speed.
Yeah.
But now you're not going to.
Because I just had this weird, uncontrollable urge to do that, and I couldn't explain why. And now I know, I don't know what to do.
And you also, the other problem you had was you didn't have a closed road, did you? Or you weren't overseas either. So the whole thing's gone.
Oh, no, I was going to go overseas to do it. It was turning into quite an expensive exercise, actually, now that I think about it, because I had to ship the car over there. I had to do quite a lot of recce to find a closed road with a blind curve, somebody else to drive a car.
Of course, that's all ridiculous, because why would I drive anything other than my trusty Hyundai i20? Good enough for Hayden Patton, good enough for me. Hey, that was the rewrap for Friday, for the week. We'll be back again on Monday with more, although it won't be the best bits of Michael, it'll be the best bits of Larry, because Mike's away for 2 weeks. They'll still be really good bits, though, I promise. So make sure you bring your best gift wrap. I'll see you then.